You may not be able to afford a new car, but at least it costs less to fill up your old one. Over the past 5 months, oil prices have fallen by more than 70%.
But the drop in oil prices isn't great news for everyone. Places like Houston rely on oil for job growth and budget revenue. We're joined now by Bill White. He's Houston's mayor. Welcome back to the program.
Great to be with you.
Oil has gone from a peak now of almost $150 to the low 40s. What does that mean for your city?
Well, for consumers, it's good that we don't have the spike up to $140, $150, which was a cramp in economic growth and in so many families' savings and ability just to get by every day.
When oil prices were at a peak this summer, there was a lot of talk in Houston about how that led to rising tax revenue, rising home prices. So are you seeing the opposite effect now that prices have come down?
Well, you know, Houston still has one of the strongest local economies in the country. And the reason principally has to do with our affordability and our good climate of openness. We have many people moving here from all over the country. Energy is not the dominant part of our economy. We're a very diversified economy here in Houston, more so than we were 20 or 30 years ago.
Mayor White, the last time we spoke with you on this program, it was not long after Hurricane Ike, and at the time you were appealing to Washington, D.C. for money for repairs. How has that process of recovery been going?
Well, the citizens in our community have been just fantastic, helping each other. We have had a lot of charitable contributions, but the money from charitable contributions has all been put to immediate need. Now we need that money from Washington that was appropriated by Congress. There's almost $4 billion that will eventually make its way to Texas, and not a penny of that has yet been seen by the local government. So we're very anxious that we get on with receiving those federal funds.
Meanwhile, there are plenty of cities that weren't affected by the hurricane that are still in financial trouble of their own. This week, we are seeing the mayors of New York and Los Angeles and Miami on their way to Washington also asking for help. How does that position you? Do you find yourself as a mayor in competition with these other cities?
You know, I hope the cities won't be in competition with each other. There ought to be objective criteria concerning how funds are allocated, perhaps based on population. Just because a city has run its finances fairly well doesn't mean they should be penalized compared to one that is not. But all cities, and for that matter states, have great needs now, and it is harder than ever to borrow money. Just last week, Houston had to borrow money at a much higher rate than it would have had to borrow before this credit crisis. And, of course, that means that there are some things that wouldn't get done.
Bill White is the mayor of Houston, Texas. Thank you.
You bet.